Hello everybody. Yes, I know it's windy. Yes, I know I'm outside. And yes, I am crazy for being outside. I'm just taking a little bit of a break. I didn't even take lunch yet today. It's just been one of those dead days. But unfortunately, it's also been one of those dead days where the fucking time doesn't go by fast enough for my liking. And quite frankly, that's a piss off. And I hate it. And fuck. Anyways, I just want to talk some games here, since I usually only talk about 420 related things, so let's do something different. I downloaded the initiation station for Saints Row 3, where you can basically create your character, before you can, that will be picked up by the game, once you install it. It's rather that, or it's just gonna, you can import your character from Saints Row 2, with the voice, into the game. I noticed the English guy is back who did the voice from, actually all the voice actors who did the main character voice, except for, I forgot which ethnicity they got rid of. They got plain-ass white guy and plain-ass white girl, not a British dude anymore, but the British dude is still there, and the other voice is, black, so they took out the Hispanic dude for the, male characters, and they took out the black character for the females, because the females also have now a Latin person, a Russian person, and, you know, a stereotypical American sounding person. So they got rid of one there, so it's still, you know, it's more than that. They also got zombie voices in there now. They got three female, three male, just like before, but they also got a zombie voice in there, so it's just like, you know, grumbling and grunting. Which I have no fucking idea why anybody would want that. But hey, the game is supposed to be fun and open, so it doesn't matter. And that's cool. I totally respect that. I tried to create a character last night because I figured since we're turning the clocks back, I figured I got an hour to fuck around, which I did. And I tried to create my girlfriend as a character. I need a better headshot of her, or I need to find a better picture of her than the ones that are on my iPhone to try and do that with. Because I would literally need a picture of her standing forward and another one of her facing to the side, so I can get it down right. And I think I'm going to do that next time I see her. I'm just going to take her DSLR and just take a good frontal shot of her face and then another one, the side of her head, see if I can create her. If not, I'll just import my character from Saints Row 2, so it doesn't matter. What else did I want to do? I've just not been playing any games. I've been playing only retro games. I've not played barely anything on Xbox. I barely played Daytona USA, which I solely bought, actually, for multiplayer, so, you know, during my next 2 days off, I gotta find a day where H is on so we can play. Because I really want to. That's kind of sort of the whole point when you're playing Daytona USA. There's supposed to be, you know, a multiplayer value. But I guess most people are not picking it up for 800 points. I didn't think 800 points was that bad. But for 400 points, I think that game would sell a lot more. So, we'll see. I don't know. What else? Battlefield 3. We're not gonna talk about it. Because neither Harold nor I give a fuck about the game. As a matter of fact, we couldn't give any less of a shit about any of these FPS games. So we don't talk. That's why we don't talk about them, because we're different. We don't play FPS games. I like my sandbox games. I like my open world games. I like my strategy games. I like my puzzle games. But FPS games, I might start getting into them. I will buy Halo Combat Evolved, the remake they made. I will get it, because Halo is very forgiving as far as gameplay goes. Very forgiving. So I'm gonna stick with that. Saints Row, I can't wait for. I got that pre-ordered. Unfortunately, though, it comes out on my second last night shift, which means I'm not gonna be able to play it until Thursday morning, when I'll probably pull a 24-hour binge or something like that on Saints Row 3, because, hey, GTA 5 ain't here, And you know what? I'll be honest with you. From what I saw from that first trailer, GTA 5, it did not make me go, wow. And as big... See, I'm not like Phil. I am a fanboy of Grand Theft Auto. I'm probably the biggest fanboy of it out there. But if I see a piece of shit product, I see a piece of shit product. And from what I saw from that trailer, I saw a piece of shit product. I didn't like what I saw. I saw GTA 4 with a new skin on it. I saw the Ballad of Gay Tony with a new skin on it. You know, I was expecting fucking LA Noir style graphics. On the other hand, that is the very first trailer. But from what it shows to me is there's cutscene footage, you know, already, which the first GTA trailer didn't have. I really want to ask the guys at Gamer Hub if I can write an article on this, because I really would like to. There's a few things that I want to highlight. I mean, I know it's a little bit better than the teaser trailer they had for GTA 4. It's actually a lot better. It's probably more like the second trailer for GTA 4, which showed gameplay and whatnot, and showed, you know, more mission cutscenes. So they're probably further along than I think they are. But as far as a release date, I don't think we're going to hear about a release date until like fucking E3. And don't expect that game to come out in 2012. That's not happening. That game is coming out in 2013. It's going to come out in 2013, guys. I don't think we're going to see that game in 2012. A lot of people say, oh, maybe it'll come out at the end of 2012. No. GTA games have always come out around April. Like, around my birthday. They've always come out around my birthday. They always have, as far as I can remember. GTA 4 was released around my birthday. San Andreas was released in March, I believe. Yeah, it was. It was released in March. Initially, they've always been released in the spring. And if you even think that it's going to get released in spring 2012, you got another thing coming. It's not going to happen. I forgot when Max Payne 3 is coming out, which I think that game's going to flop, if you want my prediction. Again, I'm a Max Payne fan. But personally, I think the game's going to flop because, I mean, they left the game on the back burner for too long. I mean, it's just in the last month they started showing shit from the game. And I think it's a little late because people have already lost interest. You know, you showed the wrong footage of the game and you ruined it for some people, like myself. You ruined it by showing a fucking shirtless, bald Max Payne with a fucking beard. Then you start to say, oh, we're not sure if we're going to have, McCafferty back to do the voice. I forgot his first name. I do apologize. When the first Max Payne 3 footage came out, I was like, what the fuck is this shit? You know, what is this? And people were outraged. People were fucking outraged. And they fucked it up. So then they stayed quiet about it for almost a year. And all of a sudden they rise again with, you know, new footage of the game. It's like, okay. But at least it looks graphically better than Max Payne 2. You know what I mean? So, it's got something to show for. Unlike GTA 4, 5, that has nothing to show for. I mean, they didn't even say... I mean, they're saying that it's not even going to be Los Santos or San Andreas. It's just going to be Los Santos. It's not going to be... And it's going to have some part of the mountains. It's not going to have fucking Las Venturas or San Fierro in there, which pisses me off. It's like, what the fuck? Okay, yes, sure. Let's be honest. Are they going to be able to fit three fucking GTA 4 Liberty Cities plus the boonies and highway and trains and all that stuff into one disc? No, they can't. They really pushed the envelope when they did that on PS2. They really pushed the envelope. And for a PC game install back then, 2 gigs was a lot of fucking space. And that's how much the PC game install took. And that was a lot of space. But then again, it was more than 2 gigs. I think it was almost 4. Almost a 4 gig. I have to install it again to find out. I don't remember. But, I don't know, man. I'm a little worried with GTA 5. Dan the Houser said that they're going to do something drastically different. I hope they don't get rid of fucking auto-aim. My favorite auto-aim was in GTA 4. But somewhere between that and the Ballad of Gay Tony, they changed it. And it was fucked up at that point. Like, I couldn't switch from, like, target to target as easy as I could before. Graphically, it was a lot better. I mean, there was a hefty graphic improvement on Ballad of Gay Tony compared to the original story. But again, it's yet to be seen what they're going to do with GTA 5. I'm not going to speculate on shit, but from what I will say as a GTA fanboy, I am not impressed with Grand Theft Auto 5, what they've shown so far. I mean, as I said, and I don't know, I know what he's talking about this, there's silenced guns back in the game. Silenced machine guns. Silenced machine, and as I said before, silenced machine guns have not been in Grand Theft Auto since Grand Theft Auto 2. That was the last time they had silenced machine guns. I remember how they announced it. Silenced machine gun. I remember how they, and I really miss the announcer. I mean, but that would make the game too comical, and there wasn't really a storyline in GTA 1 or 2. So, it was just gameplay and fun. There was no story, really. So, you can't do that anymore. Fuck else I don't want to talk about. But yeah, I was not impressed with the GTA 5 trailer. I saw GTA 4 with a new skin. That's all I saw. And the fact that it's not in the 8, it's not set in the 80s, it's set in current time, which, okay, fine, they're doing something different, but you have a lot of locations that people want to play again, you know what I mean? I mean, you got, people want to play in San Fierro, people want to play in Las Venturas, people want to play in Vice City, you know, and it takes them, what, an average of, what, when did GTA 4 come out? 2008? 3 years ago? I think it was 2008. I'll have to double check on that. But yeah, they made the game in 2008. It came out. And, was I working that thing already? No, I was already working here. I gotta double check. Anyways. But, I am, like, that was, you know, 3 years ago. You know, the last Grand Theft Auto came out 3 or 4 years ago. And the next one's not going to come out until, like, maybe, what, 5 years after the last one? So it's like, so what are you going to do? The one thing I'm thinking that they're going to do is they're going to release it as, they show three characters, right? I hope they do the same thing that they did with GTA 4, and that is create two episodes that are entirely different games, but still in the same environment. What I'm hoping will happen is that you can download San Fierro and Las Venturas, and that the other two characters are playing in the other cities. I also would like to play as a woman in GTA 4, I don't know why, but I would just like to do something different. You know, have a female protagonist in there, I'd like to see that. But yeah, that's about it. Oh, and as per the last Saints Row 3 trailer, Burt fucking Reynolds is in the game playing himself. Now, that means he's the second person who's been in both Grand Theft Auto and Saints Row. Jason Zumwalt was the other one. He was in Saints Row, and he was in Saints Row 2. He was also in GTA 4. But his role, of course, in GTA 4 was a lot bigger. Now, what I really want to know is if they're going to tie in the storylines from GTA 4. That's what I really want to know. Are they going to say what happened to the, you know, what happened to the characters from there? Are they going to talk about Nico? Are they going to talk about, you know, the Bellic cousins? You know, are they going to talk about them? Are they going to talk about Tony? You know, because at the end of, GTA 4, the Ballad of Gay Tony has a happy ending. I mean, all the bad guys were eliminated in that game. The entire round of bad guys were eliminated. Let me just double think. Yeah, they were. They were. All of them were eliminated. All the bad guys were eliminated in GTA 4, but not, and all the good guys lived. So I'd like to know if they're going to kind of tie that in. But we'll see. I would also like to see a GTA where you actually play as the previous character's game. You know? That would be awesome. Or at least have him be a skin or something or whatnot. But then the storyline wouldn't make any sense. And I was wrong. I thought the next game was going to be in Vice City because it was a clue. Because, I mean, they did not mention Los Santos at all. So, they took a totally different approach with this game. And again, as I said, I'm not impressed so far. And I'm kind of down about it, actually, to be honest with you. I was expecting a lot more. Because between each Grand Theft Auto, there was always a huge fucking difference. And I'm not seeing that difference anymore. Do I think that they maybe should have left this game for the next generation? Absolutely. I think they should have. I think they just should have made more DLC for GTA 4. Or maybe they are already working on a next generation Grand Theft Auto. Who knows? Maybe that's where the Vice City from the 80s is going to be. It's going to be in the next gen console. Who knows? I don't fucking know. The other thing about Grand Theft Auto is the recent iOS releases of GTA 3. And they're saying that they might release San Andreas and Vice City as well. It's like, why? You know, twin stick games don't play too fucking well on an iPad or an iPhone. I don't want to play Grand Theft Auto 3 on my fucking iPhone. Why? Why would I want to do that? And how fucking big is it going to be? You know what I mean? It's going to be huge. Like, if they're going to put San Andreas on the iOS, man, that game is going to be a gig. The game's going to be a gig. I don't care that they've lowered the resolution down to like 700 by, or what is it, 564 by fuck knows what. Sorry. But, yeah. What the fuck? What the fuck? I don't understand. And, I'm not impressed with the GTA 5 trailer. I was disappointed. I thought I would see more. It was interesting to note that there was jets in the game. So, I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. The game will sell a lot regardless, but as a Grand Theft Auto fanboy, you know, I'm not feeling it. I'm really not feeling it. Others are feeling it. I ain't feeling it. So I'm still waiting for something awesome to happen. Anyways, until next time, toodles.